Chapter 3. Stupid Father. Bruno decided to speak to Father. He quickly went down to Father's office and saw him standing inside with a group of 5 men. They were laughing and shaking hands. Father was in the middle and he looked very important in his new uniform. Bruno felt quite frightened of him. The other men's uniforms were not as new or as clean, and they all held their caps in their hands. They called Father Commandant.
"He made mistakes," one of them was saying.
"The Fury had to do it," said a different man. "The numbers weren't enough."
Father suddenly lifted his arm in the air, and the men went silent.
"Thank you for your kind words," he said. "The past is finished. This is a new beginning. But at the moment, I must be with my family. It is all very new here for them, and I don't want any trouble."
The men all laughed and shook his father's hand again. Then they lifted their arms too, and said 2 words which Bruno knew very well. He knew that when anyone said the words to him, he had to say them back. Then the men all left, and Father went back into his office, closing the door behind him. In Berlin, Bruno had to stay out of Father's office at all times. He only went in it once or twice when Father had to have words with him about being naughty. He guessed that it was the same here at Outwith, but he really wanted to speak to Father, and so he quietly knocked on the door.
"Enter,"
said a voice. Bruno pushed the door open and moved inside. Then his mouth made the shape of an O. The rest of the house was dark and boring, but this room was different. It had high walls and tall windows and lots of books. In the middle was a huge wooden desk. Father was sitting behind the desk, and he looked up from some papers when Bruno entered. When he saw his son, he smiled.
"Bruno,"
he said, coming around the desk and shaking the boy's hand.
"My boy,"
he added after a moment.
"Hello, Father,"
said Bruno quietly.
"Please, sit down,"
Father said. Then he went back to his side of the desk. Bruno sat down in a big armchair. They were both silent for a few seconds. Then Father smiled again and said,
"So, what do you think?"
"What do I think?" answered Bruno. "What do I think of what?"
"Of your new home. Do you like it?"
"No,"
Bruno said quickly.
"I think we should go back to Berlin."
Father looked down at his papers, but he kept smiling.
"Outwith is our home now," he said after a moment. "Home isn't just a building. Home is where the family are, isn't it?"
"But when can we go back to Berlin?"
asked Bruno.
"It's much nicer there. Grandmother and grandfather are there, and they're our family too."
Father nodded his head.
"But you, Mother and Gretel are the most important people in our family. And this is where we live now, at Outwith. Please don't look so unhappy about it, Bruno."
"But Carl and Daniel aren't here, and there are no other houses or shops or streets or cafes," cried Bruno. "And there's no fruit and vegetable market."
"Bruno, sometimes there are things we have to do in life. And this
is one of them, Father explained tiredly. This is my work, important work. One day you'll understand.
Well, I don't think that you can be very good at your job if we have to live here, replied Bruno.
Go to your room, Bruno, Father replied in a quiet voice which frightened him. The boy got up and walked towards the door. Then he stopped and turned around.
Father,
he began.
Bruno, I'm not going to...
It's not that,
said Bruno quickly.
I have another question.
Father sighed. Then he nodded.
Who are all those people outside?
Asked Bruno. Father looked a bit confused at Bruno's question.
They are soldiers, he said, and secretaries, and lots of people who work for the Fury.
No, I mean the people behind the big fence. They're all wearing the same clothes.
Ah, those people, said Father, nodding again because now he understood. Well, they're not really people at all, Bruno.
They're not?
No, Bruno, and you must not worry about them. They're not like you at all. Please just try to like your new home and be good. I'm not asking for anything more.
Yes, Father, said Bruno.
But he did not feel happy about this answer. Then he lifted his arm in the air and said those two important words.
Heil Hitler! Everyone says that, so maybe it means goodbye, he thought as he left the office.
Or have a nice afternoon.
A few days later, Bruno was lying on his bed and looking at the dirty walls in his bedroom.
Everything is horrible, he said loudly to himself. I hate this house. I hate it all. I'm so bored.
At this moment, Maria came in through the door, carrying his clean clothes. Good morning, she said quietly, and then she started sorting out his shirts and trousers.
I'm sure that you hate this new house too, Maria, Bruno said.
She turned to look at him strangely, like she did not understand what he said. Don't you like it here then? She asked.
Like it?
He replied and laughed.
Like it? Of course I don't like it. It's awful. There's nothing to do. There's no one to talk to or play with.
I enjoyed the garden at the house in Berlin, said Maria, and then she sighed. The flowers were very beautiful and they smelled so nice.
So you don't like it here then?
Asked Bruno. It's not important what I think, said Maria.
Of course it's important, replied Bruno. You're part of our family, aren't you?
I don't know about that, replied Maria, but she smiled at his words.
I think that coming here was a mistake, stupid father.
Maria's eyes opened wide, and she moved towards him with her hand over her mouth.
You must not say that about your father, she said. He is a good man, and he has done many things for me.
Then she sat on the bed and continued quietly.
You don't remember how I came to work for you, do you? How could you? You were only 3 years old.
Bruno frowned. Maria was just the family maid. He never thought of her as a person with a life and a past. But of course she thought about things, and like him, she had friends that she missed and wanted to see again. "My mother knew your father when he was a boy," she explained. "She worked for your grandmother when she was a singer in theatres. They were friends for many years. But times were difficult, and my mother became ill and had to go to hospital. Your father paid for everything, and he took me into his house and gave me a job. So don't call your father stupid, Bruno." She stood up and looked worriedly out of the window at the people in the striped pyjamas. "He is a good man, so I really don't understand why he..." But the sound of a car door closing made her silent. Then Gretel came running up the stairs. When she saw Maria in Bruno's room, she stopped and frowned.
"Run me a bath, Maria," she said.
"Why can't you run yourself a bath?" snapped Bruno.
"Because she's the maid," said Gretel. "That's what she's here for."